You know, I never experienced a father in my life, so I would just turn to many different things like boys and drugs and alcohol just to fill myself. But, you know, it wasn't filling. It would just leave me lonely in the end.
Stay good day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, who you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Today we'll hear from a young woman who grew up with her grandmother because her mom was an alcoholic. It wasn't long, though, before she would follow the path her mother had taken. But she didn't make it far before God changed her direction.
Hi, my name is Melissa Walker, and I'm from the Nez Perce Indian Reservation in Idaho. And I would just like to tell you a story about myself and about my life. Well, I grew up with my mother at first, but she's an alcoholic, and right around when I was 5 years old, I finally went to foster care, and then my grandma had adopted me to raise me. Growing up on the Nez Perce Indian Reservation was like any other reservation. Growing up for me, it was a little different. Well, it was kind of the same. Just my mom would leave for months at a time, or just whenever. And I grew up in Kamiai, Idaho, which is there's about three reservations, and I grew up in Kamiai, where most white settlers came in, and I lived there basically my whole life with my grandmother, and her just bringing me up in the church. You know, it felt like it was all about works, and just, you know, to be a Christian, you have to do this. And so when I got into junior high and high school, you know, I wanted to experience things like, you know, drinking. I always thought it would be fun, or just things like that. And just even hanging out with older cousins, it was a lot of peer pressure just to, you know, to say no. So I would never say no, because I always wanted to be cool or to fit in. Or one thing I really liked, though, growing up on the res was fishing. And there's a river that's right next to my house, about down the hill. It's called the Clearwater River. And sometimes I would go fishing on there. Or there's another place called Rapid River. And one I really like was Selway Falls. And me and my family would go out, and all of us would just get a chance to fish. And I like baiting. I like fishing. And in Idaho, our tribe uses a dip net, which is like a long pole with a net on the end, and you dip it in the water, and that's how you catch fish sometimes, and you don't really need bait on there. And then after we'd catch the fish, we'd take it home, fillet it. Sometimes we'd seal it and freeze it, or if it was just a trout, then we would save it for breakfast in the morning, which was really good. When we'd make it for dinner or something, my auntie would dip the fish in flour and fry it, and that was really good. Or we would bake salmon, or we could barbecue the salmon and eat it. Growing up, my mom would sometimes tell me about my father and who he was and just things like that. But finally, when I got to meet him when I was in the eighth grade, I just thought it would be like exciting and everything, that he would actually be in my life and, you know, take me places and things like that. But I guess I thought wrong, because it kind of felt like he just wanted to be there, so he didn't have to pay child support. And eighth grade was when he got convicted of a felony for drugs, and he had to go to prison for about 2 to 4 years. And And then when he got out in high school, I kind of just recognized it. And, you know, it was just thoughts in my mind, like, you know, just trying to pursue, you know, boyfriends to fill, just to feel that love or to feel that fatherly love. And, you know, I never experienced a father in my life, so I would just turn to many different things like boys and drugs and alcohol just to fill myself. But, you know, it wasn't filling. It would just leave me lonely in the end. Even going through that, I just learned to that I needed something, and it wasn't any earthly things, but it was a spiritual thing, and it was Jesus. Growing up with my grandma, she always made me and my sisters go to church, but never really knew who Jesus was, never really knew who God was. And finally getting into high school, you know, you start having those questions like, you know, why am I on this earth? Or like, why didn't God have parents to raise me? Or stuff like that, you know. And finally in 2011, I decided to go back to Warrior Leadership Summit, this conference in Missouri that happens every year in Roche, Missouri. And there was about over 1,000 Native Americans there. And throughout the conference, they tell you about the gospel, they tell you about Jesus Christ. And in 2007 and 2008, I had gone, but I went there and went home and just went back into my old ways. And my mother being an alcoholic and my father not being there, I felt like my path was just destined for alcoholism and drug abuse. And finally, through that time, you know, God called me to Warrior Leadership Summit. And on the last night, you know, I just felt the Holy Spirit just telling me to get saved, just to give all my pain and hurts to Him. So I walked up to the front and just laid everything at the cross. When you think of sin, many people don't understand what that means and what God means of it. And how I think it is, you know, the I in sin is me, you know, running my own life, you know, me wanting to drink, me wanting to fill my life with, you know, having a relationship or even drugs. But there is a penalty in sin, and, you know, Jesus is the only person that can pay for that sin. And all around the world, everybody knows that there is a sacrifice that needs to be made. It first started out in the Jewish culture where they sacrifice lambs to get rid of their sins. And even in Native culture today, they still sacrifice animals and things like that. And but, you know, for our sins, Jesus came and God sent His one and only Son to come and die, and so that none of us would have to go through that. And on the last day when the application was due for On Eagle's Wings, I didn't think I was going to make it for the team, but, you know, God has ways. And, you know, I went on the team, and I went to about 10 different reservations through the month of July. And I talked to different girls, different Native American girls, and just shared with them my story and shared with them, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and telling them of how I came to know Jesus Christ and His love, and just to, you know, pursue God to the fullest that month. And, you know, this month had changed my life, and that's where I decided to go to Bible college to learn more about the Bible, not to just believe that it's real, but to know that the Bible is, you know, real. And, you know, on this path I've gone as going to Bible college, you know, this life in Christ is, God says, is not going to be easy. You know, the first couple of months in, you know, my brother passed away, and that was one of the hardest times that I had to go through, just having to go home for a week and, you know, after that, just feeling depressed and everything. And finally, I came back and just kept going on pursuing God and learning more about the Bible. And even through these years of Bible college, you know, I've fallen short of the glory of God. I've turned back to old ways, you know, I've turned back to drinking. But after I've done it, it's like, you know, God is just so much greater, you know, just his power and everything. And my second year in Bible college, you know, I've never felt closer to God and just pursuing him daily and, you know, and just wanting to share with others, you know, his love, even to Native Americans. My family is leaning more towards traditionalism, but tradition cannot pay your death penalty. And, you know, only Jesus Christ could pay that by dying on the cross. And so I just encourage you, you know, God gives us all free will and free will to choose to follow him or not to follow him. God has brought me out of just loneliness, and because all of us just need a savior, and you know, I found that in Jesus. He's brought me out of not worrying about having earthly parents, but him being my heavenly father, you know, knowing that people have just left me hanging in my life, but God has always been there for me. And you know, my hope, you know, today I have hope in knowing that Jesus Christ will come again one day, and you know, that I am saved and I have eternal life, and I am going to be in heaven and even see my brother who passed away. You know, I have hope in just that. My favorite Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11-13, where God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." This is my favorite verse because it just has helped me through so much, just knowing that God has a purpose for my life. Anything I go through, I just take it to the Lord and say, you know, God, I know you have a purpose in my life, and I may be confused right now, but just speak to me.
Did you know that the Creator of the heavens and the earth loves you? Did you know that he grieves over the broken relationship that sin has caused? He proved this by sending his son to pay the penalty we deserved because of our wrongdoing. Jesus did this by dying on the cross. Then God raised him from the dead because sin's penalty had been fully paid. Why would he do this? Because he loves you and wants you to be with him forever. If you've ever wondered what real love looks like, this is it. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What will you do with this love? If you have any questions or comments, you can write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. Our web address is withoutreservation.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.